this out of a vino, let's say, your mix, your thing of disaster, okay, fell into a pot. Let's say you meat, you have a piece of treif meat, and fell into a pot. And in this pot was chalent. So there was kosher meat, there were potatoes, there were onions, there was water, there was barley, all kinds of things. So if that new tarovis, which your treif thing got into, was mino and she'eino mino, because the meat with the meat is min b'mino, and the meat with the other ingredients is a min b'she'eino mino. So now the question is, at what point does the bittul d'oraisa take place? Because we're saying, Mechaber Paskins, bittul d'oraisa min b'mino is with rov, and a bittul d'oraisa min b'she'eino mino is how much?
Shishim.
Here I have a tarovas, which is the same time as a min b'mino and a min b'she'eino mino. So what will be the d'oraisa bittul? Is it going to be at the rov, like the min b'mino? Was going to be at the shishim, like the min b'she'eino mino, and that there was going to be in the case of a suffolk. Let's say it was nishbach. If it would be if the bittul d'oraisa was, and you know for sure there's a rov. So if the bittul d'oraisa already took place, but there's certainly a rov, a suffolk about shishim. So the min b'mino suffolk would be a d'rabbanan. So suffolk d'rabbanan the kula. The min b'she'eino mino suffolk would be d'oraisa. So what does he say? We have a combination. In this Arab b'mino, who b'she'eino mino, if your tarovus was mino and she'eino mino, v'nishbach, and there was a spill, v'nyan she'eino chol ma'amad olav v'sham, can't figure it out. V'no d'sharuba hetem mino, and you had a rove hetem the mino, you had more kosher meat than this piece of treif meat, right? Roven es she'eino mino kilu, and we ignore the eino mino, v'hasham mino rov olav mevatlo, and the mino is mevatlo with the rov, and the suffix shishim is be good enough. Okay.
The she'eino mino itself, meaning not the min that was dropped in, but the she'eino mino itself is kosher.
Yeah. You can now eat the she'eino mino part of the of this chalent, because I say that the min, the mino part of the chalent created the bittul at low, the d'oraisa level. So I don't have to worry about the d'oraisa of she'eino mino, because that would mean shishim, and that would be not sure. But you have a rove, so the min b'mino rove is mevatel it, so it's mutter. The whole pot becomes mutter. Okay, now this shita of the mechaber, the shach goes crazy against it. Shach says it makes no sense whatsoever. You see, the beginning of the Shach, Os Ches, on top. Im Nisah B'mino B'Sheino Mino. Be'em Esoch Ian B'din Zeh. Says this din is bread, it needs a lot of explanation. It's very difficult.
But it's Os Ches?
Os Ches in the Shach.
Okay.
He has against this. He's much against it. Okay. Look at Os Tes in the Behetev. Hashach Oser al kaponim es she'eino mino. The Shach says, how can you eat the she'eino mino? Hataz mati atu the she'eino mino. Gamke. The Taz says you can eat the she'eino mino. Okay, so let's go through this. The Rav has a long discussion about this, so I'll just speak it out in a very short way. You have a piece of treif meat, okay? Fell into a chalent pot. Now, vis-a-vis That champat has kosher meat, potatoes, onions, barley, water, lactose. So it has she'eino mino, all these other ingredients, and it has the mino part, which is the kosher meat. Now, let's say this tray for meat, whatever it was fat, it dissolved into the whole thing. So it's dissolved, it's mixed in. Okay. Now, it's one big challenge, so to speak. So the Mechaber says, take the min b'mino part of it, get the bittel of rov from the raisa, and now you can eat the whole thing. Even on the shein amino parts, you can eat the potatoes and stuff. So the Shach says, no, you can't do that. The Shach says, how can you eat the potatoes and the soup? What's the point? The Shach is claiming, you're going to taste this tray fat. You only have a rove on that kosher meat. You do not have what? You do not have a shishim. So it turns out that because you don't have a shishim in the raisa, you're going to be tasting that treif meat or fat or whatever. You're going to be tasting it in the potatoes because there's no shishim. Right? There's no shishim in the pot. There's only a rove of meat, of min b'mino. So, is there flavor or not? Yes, there is a flavor. You may not taste the treif meat and the kosher meat. That's min b'mino. Okay, fine. So, within the kosher meat, we pulled out a piece of the kosher meat. So, I'll eat it because it has a roe, the rice against the treif meat. But the potatoes and the barley and the soup, you don't have a shishim. And there's a flavor. So, how is there a bittel? So, the Chaper, who says it's mutter, he apparently feels that you can be mevatel tana. If you have one taroves, min b'mino, min b'sheino mino, and you have a rove because of the min b'mino thing, even though there's tam in the rest, in the whole pot, there is tam, the bittel of min b'mino has such a power that it can be mevatel and this sort of tam. Where do we find that tam is aser, and it's not batel in rov? You have to have a shishim in min b'shein umino. All the cases in the Gemara of tam are min b'shein umino, right? Cholav and basar, or whatever other cases that they might come up. Because min b'mino, the Gemara keeps on saying there's no tam. The Mechaber conjured up his own situation of a min b'mino combination with a min b'sheino mino in the same pot, in the same taroves. So here you have a case, which is not in the Gemara, just an invention of the Mechaber. He's quoting a Rashba. So the Rashba invented such a case where in the same single taroves, it's min b'mino, min b'sheino mino at the same time. Of course, it's a chalent, it has meat, it has potatoes, it has barley, it has all kinds of things. So when you eat the chalent, you're eating a min b'mino and a min b'shein amino at the same time. The min b'mino part of it has the bittel of rov. The min b'shein amino needs a shishim to get rid of the flavor. The fact is there is a flavor because you don't have a shishim. So there is a flavor. Nevertheless, the Mechaber says that the rice of this part is mutter. It's only this is the rabbanon, a min b'mino needing a shishim, and if you have a suffix of the rabbanon l'kula. But with the rice, there's a bittel b'rov even on the she'eino mino part. So according to the Mechaber, it's a very big chiddush, this Rashba, that there is a possible to use a rov. You can use a rov of min b'mino to be matter the flavor in the min b'she'eino mino. In other words, it's a single taroves which is simultaneously min b'mino, min b'she'eino mino. And min b'mino has a power of bittel to get rid of the din of the tam ke'ikar and the min b'she'eino mino part of that taroves. So it's a case of being mevatel. And when does the Gemara keep on saying, Rabbeinu Tam says that, and the Mechaber Paz and Rabbeinu Tam, tam ke'ikar deraisa. And if there's tam in a taroves, it's a deraisa, Rabbeinu Tam, you get malchus for eating a kazayas or even the etta with the yisurs. It's such a powerful thing that the etta becomes this. That's in a min b'sheino mino, that tam kikka deraisa without bittel. But if it's a combination, a combo taroves, of min b'she'enu mino together with a min b'mino, and the min b'mino itself doesn't have to worry about time. The min b'mino, there is no time in that, in the meat. So the fact that it's all mixed together in one big cholent makes the min b'mino part of it so powerful, it's mate the time for the min b'she'enu mino. Okay, so this is what the Machaber says. And this is similar to the Ramah's Basa Shema, because in the Ramah Basa Shema, you also have a case where Basa Shema could be min b'she'en or min. It could be min in the b'mino. And still you're tasting it because the taste is min b'she'en or min. And the Ramah says Basa Shema and it's bottled below. So the Ramah has a bitter on time in the case of Basa Shema. And the Machaber doesn't pass in Basa Shema, it passes in Basa Tama. But in this case of this complex combination tarovas, which is simultaneously min b'she'enu mino as well as min b'mino, the Machaber does pass in that the min b'mino bitul below is effective against the tam, which is in the min b'she'enu mino. And this is where the Shach disagrees, because the Shach says you never find bitul on tam, just like the way the Shach argues with the Ramah by Basa Shema. Because if there's time, we don't find it in the Gemara any kind of way of being mat your time. Here the time isn't here, so fine, you can eat it, there's no time. If the time is here, there can't be any bittul. So how can a min b'mino be mat the time of a min b'she'enu mino? Okay, let's say it's one tarovis, but still there's time. Time never has bittul. That's the Shach's point. So
he'll convert it to a min b'she'enu mino.
Right, so it turns
because
into
by definition,
if
there's time, it isn't min b'mino.
It can't be called min b'mino, it's called min b'she'enu mino. You need shishim. There is no shishim. So if there's a suffix, the suffix deraisa. It can't be a suffix derabanan. It's a suffix deraisa. Whether there's time in min b'she'enu mino. The min b'mino doesn't help us, the Shach says. There's no such a thing as being mevatel time. So the Rav added this point that it feels that according to the Shach, when there's time, it's no tarovas, it's nika, it's like you see it. You're tasting it and seeing it. So you can't say it's in a tarovas to get a bittul from any other place. It's not mixed into anything. It's literally, I'm tasting something which is awesome. It's I see it, it's not mixed into anything. Because the Shach feels that time makes it nika. Time. This means it's not, it's nika, I see it. It's not in the tarovas. How can you apply bittul? But obviously this is against the Ramah by Shema, and it's against the Machaber here in this combo, min b'mino slash min b'she'enu mino combo tarovas, that the Machaber says we will use the bittul of the min b'mino, because he feels that even time is part of the tarovas, and if there's some idea, bittul is bittul, so there'll be bittul on time. You can taste it, and it'll be mutter to eat it. It's not nika. It's not as if you see it. It's only taste. Taste is some kind of a derivative. It's not the mamish itself when you eat the time. And there's a bittul. There's a big bittul through the min b'mino will be mevatel the time of the min b'she'enu mino. That's the sheet of the Machaber. The logic is like the Shach, but the Machaber says this and the Ramah does not argue with him. So when you have a Machaber and a Ramah asking something, even though the Shach says something very logical, but the Taz is with the Machaber and the also.
He makes an addendum. He says, it's only if it was at the same time, right? Not that if it was if maybe she ended up in it first.
Okay. Good, but then you'll say Chatiha Nasis Nevela, okay.
Yeah.
Okay,
so is this right. One exceptional case?
How would you even set up just, how would you even pull it up?
I guess all
it can happen very simply. There's a chalent and someone took a piece of not kosher meat and threw it into the chalent by mistake. He went to some kind of butcher shop, got mixed up with the meats. He went to ShopRite and there was a thing there.
Next to the kosher food,
mamish. Now you go over here down to keep food. I always get confused.
Yeah,
mamish. It's not even a sign, kosher.
Not even a mechitza.
No barrier, nothing. It's just compartments, and here's
here's
this Purdue chicken, and next to it, half an inch away is a package of KAJ Empire chicken. You have to look at the labels and the tiny labels.
Yeah.
It's so easy to get mixed up. Someone might get mixed up, go home, bring the Purdue chicken home, or meat, and stew, and he throws it into the joint. And then he discovers later that it's the wrong package, and he has Amish this case. It can happen very easy, this case of a Mindamina and Mindashena. It happened very easy. So the one of Machaber. And if it be a suffix of shishin, it be a suffix, so according to the machaber, you can be mekel. And the ramah and the taz, so according to the shah, you have to be machmin, a suffix.
Suffix of shishin?
Suffix of shishin. Right. We don't know there's a shishin. Either a suffix. I mean, right, because even midlamina, midrabana needs a shishin. So if you know for sure you don't have shishin, then midrabana will be us. Midlamina will be shishin, midrabana. But if you have a suffix, then you say suffix, but on the kula. Yeah.
So yeah, I guess an additional kasha from the, I guess, looking at the machaber is that you're using a, like, suffix, rabbanan kula, for min b'mino to literally mevatel, you know, suffix a rice. This seems a little weird as well.
So apparently on the derisa level, it's batel. There's no suffix derisa. Because once you have a rove,
The robe
is matter the whole thing, even with time. It's a sensation. It's really a sensation. It's not your intuition. Your intuition saying, hey, I'm tasting the Purdue meat and the potatoes. It has a meat flavor from the Purdue beef. And I'm going to be able to eat it because it's in the same pot with Empire meat. And that Empire meat is mevatel. Now the flavor is considered kosher flavor. That's a very chiddush, according to the rice. Okay, but since you have mechaber and more and taz, they seem to be the majority. It's a pretty strong majority. Even though logic is like the shach. Okay, you move ahead.
Well, the shach's logic is like the shach.
Logic is like the shach.
But it's not necessarily like
the logic of halacha.
Yeah.
Or the poskim.
Right.
No, the Shulchan Aruch and these cases are full of surprises in terms of halacha, which the surprises are because it's not like simple intuitive instinct. It's simple instinct is how can I eat something which tastes, I taste mamish, the trade food, how can I possibly eat it? But halacha says you can. If there's some kind of a halachic bitter that becomes mutter, flavor which is originally not kosher, becomes kosher flavor. It turns into kosher flavor because it's batel in this case, or the Ramos case. It's a shmo. It's the batel in the mima. Okay. I mean, in the Rav's notes, I wrote it up pretty long, but it's, you know, you read it. That's the way it is. It goes pretty quick. Okay, next.
Could we accept the Ramos
Psak
over there?
Also, yeah, this logic really supports to the most. Basa Shema's logic that if you have a bittel, there's a bittel, it's even with flavor. Correct. I know you're a fan of the most. Basa Shema.
Yeah,
okay. Okay, now we move ahead. Mishal Sifkim says, but Medra Mamushin Nishbach. So all of these cases where you say maybe in a case of suffix to Rabbanon, you go lakula when this thing had a spill and you can't figure out, no one in the world could figure out what was, because we don't know what fell in, we don't know what fell out. It's impossible to get the facts. So that's a suffix. A suffix is a doubt with an impossibility to verify facts. So the suffix to Raisa lakumra, suffix to Rabbanon lakula, that's the basic rule. And what's the definition of a suffix? An unknown situation which is impossible to certify the true facts. But he says, let's say you have a piece which fell into the pot. It's a tarovis. Hula Fanenu, it's sitting right there in the pot. Okay? Ef Shalom Nashua. We ourselves cannot measure it. But let's say you would send this thing to a lab and have the lab take a sample of it and put it under a microscope and do some kind of chemistry. Then you would be able to figure out. If it's something with justice that we don't know how to figure it out, but someone else could figure this out. So even though it's an issur rabbanon, we say asa. We only say safu rabbanon lekula on the questions which are objectively unresolvable. But if something has an objective resolution, but I happen to be ignorant, I happen to be ill-equipped, I happen to be uneducated, and I don't know, the people here don't know how to figure this out, but someone else could, that's not called a suffix, to say suffix d'abonon l'kula. It's a famous rule that there's no suffix d'abonon, it's called suffix shotin, the suffix of someone who's stupid. That's not a suffix. Being stupid is not a suffix. Suffix means even smart people would not know the answer.
So how do you determine which situation?
It's very hard to figure this out exactly. How would you know such a thing?
So like if you ask a mathematician, you say what's the volume of the
because
water?
Let's say even in the case of the spill, you could still take it to a laboratory and figure out if there's shishim. The Shulchan Aruch says, well, in his days, they probably didn't have chemical analysis. So what does it mean? Well, if there's a spill, then it's a question about what happened in the past. No one knows. No one knows. And looking at it, I guess it's impossible to figure it out because of the spill. In this case, there was never a spill.
Really?
Maybe you could figure it out, it says. Yes. Someone would be smart and could figure it out.
I don't know, it's always like, I've always wondered, like, how do you define a suffix? Meaning, like, for example, I remember I learned, like, whatever, I don't want to bring in something else, but, like, meaning...
I know, exactly, you know. Let's say you're ignorant about a din. Someone else knows the din. So your suffix is not a suffix.
Okay. But, right? But let's say...
that's called being ignorant. That's what he's saying.
Yeah, for sure.
But you cannot say suffix drabana lekula because we didn't learn a din. You're going to say suffix drabana lekula. Say it's a din drabana. I'll say suffix drabana lekula because I don't know. I never learned. That's nonsense. Learn. Someone learned that he has a suffix. That's already a suffix. Now let's say I have a suffix. Pask in the shach, pask in the machaba. Okay, that's a real suffix because some people say like this. That's a real suffix. It's not a question of being ignorant. It's a question of making a decision. So that's a real suffix. If you have machlokes machaber and the Ramon, there'll be a suffix to drop on them. So you'll go, cool, that I understand. I, for example, the other shiur that we're giving about when you can daven, so let's say, daven mincha after shkia. So is shkia yom, according to some ways of looking at that question, is shkia yom? It's Bein HaShemashah's day, Bein HaShemashah's Laila. No one knows. It's impossible to figure that out. So there I'll say, Suffolk Drabbana, Lekula Daven Mincha after Shkia, because I have a Suffolk about a Mitzvah Drabbana. I'll go Lekula. But let's say I don't have a watch, and usually I have to daven, and I don't know, is it Seisa Kachava? I don't have a watch. I'll say, Suffolk Drabbana, Lekula. Still daven mincha because I don't know. Maybe it's still Bein HaShemashah. No, call you. Go and find someone with a watch and find out is it says a kachavim or not. You don't have a suffix. You're ignorant. Find out the facts. Lack of idea of facts is not a suffix. You can't say suffix up on the lakula because I don't know facts. Get hold of the facts. So that's what he's saying here in Gimel. He's saying that sometimes these questions of the spilling is a real suffix. No one in the world really knows what happened. Sometimes just a question of figuring out facts, which someone else can figure it out. You don't know how to figure this out. Someone else. You're looking at the pot. You see you see the piece of the natosh, whatever it is in there. You see everything else, but you don't have a measuring rod to measure it. Someone else will bring a measuring rod, and he'll be able to figure out to measure the meat. It's 2 kazesim. The rest of the path is 50 kazesim. He has the tools to measure it. That's not called a suffix, because you don't have the tools to measure something. You're a shaitan. You're an idiot. So learn. Bring the tools. That's what the Machan means. Okay. Yes.
But it sounds like that really the only time we really say suffix or bond is that the rabbis either A, establish something that is a suffix, or within the posting themselves, they view this as either this or that, but there's clearly, like, you know, between the Rabbanan that there's a tzafik. But anything outside of that is there is no tzafik in Rabbanan, because there's a clear halacha. Like, for example, the case of the spilling, they felt that if it was nishvach, that is the din of a tzafik, that we aren't able to, even though you might be able to take to mathematician. And the same thing with Danish Mashi, maybe you have somebody who's able to analyze a horizontal curve of the earth when the sun exactly sets, or things like that. The Hachamim are set in place that say Ben Hashmasho is innately a din of tzafek. So because of that, we have that the ongoing din. No matter, even if it might be some expert, but because the Rabbanim put a din tzafek, we can apply that throughout.
That's true. Sometimes it's a good definition of something. But it's still a tricky, still not so clear. Some of the questions that people might have is this: is it a suffix or is it a shtus? It's not so simple. Every single case. Yes.
So let's say, I guess he had this challenge pot, and he took the wrong package, and then maybe he had some other kosher meat inside the pot. So, and he put it in and melted into the pot, whatever. Later he came back and he saw the package. So now that it's melted in, now you can't distinguish one from the other. That's the suffix case.
Yeah, but someone else could figure it out. Someone else would see the package, would see the size. He would look at this pot and he'd say, "Oh, there is 6 liters." No, he gave someone else has a better feeling for sizes of.
Because if you know,
My wife, she cooked this gigantic fish soup.
Yeah.
I have no idea how big is it. 1 quart, 5 quarts, 3 gallons. So I can't say that's a suffix, because I don't know. I'm ignorant.
Right.
But someone who cooks fish soup all the time, you look at it and say right away, boom, it's 6 gallons. So it's not a suffix because I don't know. Someone else does know. That's what the Shulchan Aruch is saying. If I myself can't figure out a size, that does not make it a suffix. It has to be a suffix objectively for lots and lots and lots of people. Now, if let's say there are 1,000 people, for 999, it's a suffix. And there's 1 out of 1,000 to figure out. That I don't know whether that becomes already a suffix for 999. No, I don't know exactly how far you go with this. Does it mean zero? No one in the world can figure such a thing out? Or it means it's just really very rare for someone to figure it out.
Well, if it's
relatively easy for someone who knows to figure it out, then that's not a suffix.
If you could look at the package and it says 1 pound of meat, then you know that you put some, I don't know,
1 pound of
kosher meat.
If someone who knows how to gauge amounts properly and pass,
but it would be the
look
amount.
At it and say, okay, there's 1 pound, and there's here, they're 30
I guess
pounds. So
you'll
figure it out. But you don't know how to figure it out.
What
so
are we measuring?
It's not a suffix. It's not a suffix for you because you're ignorant.
But it's a
we
case of.
We discussed before how you do the 60 in a pot, whether it's this ingredient. So let's not go back to the min vabina, min vashena. We already discussed that.
No, but
the
case
question
of
is why is there a suffix? Is it because it's a situation which is unfathomable? People can never figure this out? Was it the case that this individual cannot figure out? These are the two extremes. If it's completely unfathomable, no one can figure this situation out.
By nature,
that is a real suffix. And you can say suffix up on the kula, suffix derives the pliables of a suffix. If it's something that you as an individual cannot figure out, but other people could, then for sure it's not a self. These are the two extremes. And the Macham is mentioning these two extremes. But no one can figure it out, is a suffix. But you yourself cannot figure it out, it is a suffix. It's not a suffix. If no one can figure it out, then it is a suffix. If only one person, and the guy standing here, he's the guy, it's his path, he cannot figure it out. Other people could. It's not a suffix. You can't say something on the kula because you don't know something. That's what the Mahabha says. Everything in between the two extremes that the poskim will discuss. The Mahabha is talking about the two extreme cases. Yes?
I guess also, let's say in regard to like a suffix, suffix sveka, is that it?
Sveka.
So for example, like in Ksuvos, that is the case of the Pesach Asuach, and they say that I don't know what the final halach is, but they say you could potentially apply a sveka sveka to it, because on one hand there's the sveka that it wasn't in the past year, meaning during the period between Kedushin and Nisoyim, or that it was, and then the other suffix is that it was bonus versus not being versus Baratzon. But those are cases that
it's a good question.
Logic.
Those, a lot of the cases, like those cases, there is someone who does have the information. Okay, if they say this girl, so he married the girl, she claimed he married her, that she was a virgin. Now he's marrying her, she's not a virgin. So we don't know what happened. Did she have some kind of an affair with somebody? Because she was a Kedusha of over a year. Now they're doing the Nisuin. So what happened to during this passing? Maybe something happened. So she's claiming, no, nothing happened. I don't know, had some physical issue, and that physical problem I developed that made me not virgin, but I was really a virgin, so I never did anything illicit. The husband said, I don't know, maybe it was illicit. Now, if it was, he's not allowed to stay married to her because she committed adultery during the past year. So we don't. Now, she really knows the truth. She knows. He doesn't know anything. No one else knows, but she's claiming innocence. So that's the case today in the Gemara. Meanwhile, he has the money, so should he spend money on a suffix? Maybe not. So we don't say, well, someone could give you the facts, you're just ignorant of facts. It's not really a suffix. The Gemara says it is a suffix. His lack of knowledge is a suffix. Because there really may be nobody who knows the facts except the lady herself. And she's claiming, I'm okay, so what are you supposed to do? So that's why we're stuck with a real suffix in that case. She's claiming, I'm okay. He says, I don't know. Why don't we know?
Meaning it's saying, since we can't rely on her.
So that is a suffix. That there is a suffix. Right now, nobody knows, and the facts are impossible to retrieve because of what she's saying. In the case in the Shulchan Aruch, it's just this one guy standing there with his pad. He doesn't know how to figure out sizes and measurements. So let someone else who can figure out sizes and measurements come there and tell us. That's what he said.
Chemistry.
Okay, it's a very complicated question. It's not as simple. Shulchan Aruch makes it sound.
But yeah, if there's some super expensive chemistry lab you could hire to check your Shabbos lunch chillant.
And see if this is it. See if this flavor is the seed of one or not, right? So look at Behetav Osyud. Behetav Osyud. Kosef Hashach. We know that there's a rove. Eladein onu bekiyim him yesh bo shishim. But we don't know if there's shishim. Okay, that's hard to figure out. Oshlo yudinim kamer nafik minei. But we don't know how much flavor got into the pot. But there's a, and it's min b'mino. Apparently, it's in the case of a min b'mina. Right. I was having a sum shaduvein. So we're dealing with a paspalissa drabona to get the shishim for the min b'mina. Afilachi ain't telling the hakel. So you don't go lenient on this kind of a question. Hatam kasva poskim. The reason is the suffix hatoli b'chson yediyah. It's a suffix which is based upon lack of facts. Don't make your suffix. That's not a suffix. You can't say suffix. It's a lack of facts. Facts are available somehow. The Da'as Shaitim who said, this fellow who asked the question, he's an idiot. He's just stupid. Stupidity is not a suffix. I think Abu Dabaf once said this year, he said, being stupid is an issa d'oraisa. I remember when he said that, I think, I'm so stupid. Why am I violating an issa d'oraisa? He said that being stupid is an issa d'oraisa. But this is the source. It's not a suffix. You can't say, I have a that question. Learn. It's not a question. Suffolk the dash. Mashain came, imbra suffolk machma shinishbach, but if it's objective suffolk, there was a spill, and people in general don't know what's going on, then it is a suffolk. Haran Kosov, the Ran says, an idea, Mishim Dudova Shiev Shalam Adol, something which doesn't have some factual way of figuring it out, he has in the Kula. If we're going to be lenient in such a case where he doesn't have the measuring sticks, right? He is in the cooler. If we're going to be lenient for this fellow, he will call Isum the Suffolk, because then they'll open a Pandora's box. Every idiot will create a Suffolk about everything. Call Echad, here's the Behete. Kol Achad. Here, turn the page. Everybody's going to start guessing by themselves and making up things. Chachamim made a rule that you can't let individuals create their own sveikah. But if there was something which happened once in a while, I got nothing in the cooler. Okay. So the Ran is saying that if we're going to, the Ran comes up with some reason why the Rabbanan were machmir and spakus of lack of facts. Isn't lack of facts also a suffix? So he answers, because if we're going to let people who don't have facts create spakos, the Rabbanan, as I said, the Kula, then it's going to create havoc. Every time Dick and Harry would say, I don't know something, and say something, the Kula. Before you know it, the Pedigree becomes mutter. So the Rabbanan said, we have to have some objective suffix, not you don't know something. The average person wouldn't know. Or 99% of the people, whatever, I don't know exactly how many people don't know, but enough people don't know to make this a suffix. Maybe there is one expert someplace in Hong Kong, he can give you the answer. Maybe, as you said, maybe there's a lab, it'll cost me $10,000, I could figure it out, but that's doesn't, so but it's still a suffix. So it's good enough, I don't have to go spend $10,000 on a question in a kitchen. But the average person doesn't know without a great expert, so only maybe super experts know. That's a suffix. But just some few foolish people don't know something that's not a suffix. To say suffix upon the kula. Okay. Great. Okay. You want to learn a bit more? And you're not rushing to the mincha. Let's do some more. Sit down. If you took something also got cooked with heter, in case a piece of fake meat fell into a jar of some kind or a pot, got cooked. So now let's say he recognizes this trafe piece of meat.
We see it.
He sees it. So what's he going to do? He's going to take it and throw it out. Right? Take it out of the path.
But why isn't that clear, though? I mean, that is shot, but they don't say that. They say for other things, there's kasher. But here, there's no...
He recognizes it.
And it's still a hole. But he never says he removes it. He just says he sees it.
He throws it out. Still, so shishim. You have to have a shishim. You don't know how much time, how much gravy, how much sauce, how much flavor got out while it was cooking.
So
it fell into a pot, and it's a cooking pot, so flavor, juices gets into the pot. So let's say he throw it out. Good, he took it out, it's too late. It already gave off its flavoring and its juices into the rest of the pot. As you need a shisha, connected colors against the whole piece, because you don't know how much got out of the piece. Maybe so much flavor as if the whole thing is still there. So you need connected colors. So neshein on the yodim, kama yotzim the men. The fichov. Now there is a couple of complicated cases. So you should know the following rule. The following rule is that pots and pans, which you cook in them, whatever tray we cooked, cholov or basa, so even if you clean the pot and the pan, it's considered to have flavor in the walls for 24 hours. That's called the kedeva bas yoma. So for one day, that pot is tray. For one day, that pot is milchig or fleishig. The flavor inside the walls is real, and if you cook with that, that flavor will go out into the next food.
Regular,
regular
liquids.
That's a regular rule. Nesach is different, but that's a regular Isurim. You have a one-day window that the pot in which you cooked it is also because of the flavor in the walls of the pot.
Same thing with like the oven and stuff.
Ovens, yeah, all these things. It's called Kedera Bas Yoma. Kedera means a pot, a pan, or an oven. Bas Yoma, the same day it was cooked, the flavor's inside the walls. Even if you cleaned everything out, so there's nothing to worry about.
What if I had cereal with a meat? Like a spoon.
Let's say you cooked your oatmeal with milk in a certain pot in the morning, and then you washed out the pot. For 24 hours, this pot is milchig because it had milk in it. So if you put meat in there later during the day, you make basa b'cholov. So you have to see if there's a shishim against the milk, but you're going to be making basa. But let's say you kept it. You washed it out and you didn't use it the rest of the day. And a day later, you use this pot, which was milchik yesterday. Use it ain't a ben yoma the following day with meat. The meat will be kosher. But we say, no, the chachilah is nisa d'rabbanan to use it, but b'diavad, if you used it, it's mutum d'raisa and d'rabbanan, because we say that the flavor is nice and tam of gam. The flavor inside the walls of a pot more than a day old is gam, it becomes stale, and it doesn't make the next food taste better. So its stale flavor does not have a nisa d'raisa or drop on it. So that's the rule.
The chachila?
But the yeva, the chachila, you have to kasher the pot if you want to switch it from looking to fleshing, or you want it. Or generally, if it's a chafed pot, if you want to use it for kosher, there's a chachila drop on it, you shouldn't use it. But if you did use it, but the yeva, the next dish of food that you cooked in there is kosher. Because it's no same time
with
gum. The flavor is stale.
As long as you wait a day.
As long as
there's not Ben Yom.
Not Ben Yom, not the same day. The very same day, the time is Lishvach. The time of the Kedera is still fresh and it will create a problem in the second food you cook. You'll have to deal with that. As a Tarovis, which has something of Issa which got into it. But this is the basic rule. Ben Yom has time. Ein ben yoma does not have time as far as b'diavad when you cook it with something else. Yes.
What happened? So in the cereal case, like it happened all the time when I was younger. I'd take cereal with a meat spoon by accident. My mother would yell at me and say, "Like, you need to keep a kosher kitchen." So what would she?
If you did it on the fine, you made the spoon and the pot problems. You created a real problem. If the spoon is fresh, both things have to be within the same day. One is more than a day old, then it's not the time of God. Then it's okay. bidyevet.
But it's cold. You're saying cold zero?
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's probably a day old, the spoon. It's not the same day. This one from yesterday.
Right, but even if it's cold cereal, it would never pass Tom.
No, Tom is only when there's heat. There's no heat,
yeah,
so not.
It's not good.
Not,
but it's
not supposed to,
times
but it's not, there's no issue of Tom. Tom only moves in the heat. There's no heat.
Yeah.
Heat means yatsoledas, that it's hot to the touch. It's 100.
So really, we don't need two sets of dishes. We have two sets of dishes, but halakhically,
it's
nice and warm.
So I know halakhically, but
the rice, but the rabbanon don't want you to do it. The chatzil. Okay. Now it goes like this. So let's go again.
Nobody.
Okay, so now, but the rule is like this. We see sizes of things falling in and mixing. So you look at it and say, that's the size of the amount that came out. Even if you take the piece out of the pot, but how much flavor went into the pot? The amount of the piece. Okay, getting back to the Rav's idea that you give flavors, etc., the size of the piece which fell in. You remove the piece, but if it's cooking there for a while, you don't know how much went out. So we never know how much comes out, unless you always do the maximum possibility. Maximally, it could be that whatever that piece was, that's how much flavor got into the pot. You need shishim against that amount. Okay, so now it's like the fichu. Now it gets into the question of spoons and things like that. Someone made a mistake. He cooked a pot which was awesome. There was a not kosher pot. Shehi bas yom, and that pot is still fresh. It's the same day. And he used it. Oto chev kaf shalisabet, or let's say he took a spoon. That spoon was awesome. And he mixed it. He mixed hat hatta. And it's the same day. It's a bas yom, but still fresh. The town. So shishim, we need shishim. Keneged kolak deir, based on the size of that tray of the pot. In other words, we don't know that first pot had tray cooking in it. And let's say by now no one remembers how much not kosher food was in the pot. So you look at the pot and you say, all right, how the walls of the pot. It's hard to figure out, but these walls of the pot, we have to assume that they're totally absorbed with the flavor of the issa. So let's say the walls of the pot themselves, I don't know, could absorb whatever the volume of the walls of the pot are. So that would be the amount that you now have to work against on the second tarovis. When you use that pot now a second time with heter, say, oh, flavor's going out from the pot into the food. How much flavor? The same amount as the pot itself. Because we don't know how much went into the pot, we don't know how much goes out of the pot. So we'll be machmer. Yes?
Do we say that the other way by the pot, in the sense that we assume that, like, by the over heter, that the majority of what's absorbed in the pot is heter, and we don't, and let's say a small piece falls in, we do measure, including the walls of the pot, or we don't?
Okay, we're going to get to that heter size there. We're just beginning the discussion here. So tzeruch shishin neged kol akadeyu, neged kol ma shetochav mahakam. Also, let's say you take this not kosher spoon and you stick it into the kosher pot and you stir. So now, there's a part of the spoon which I'm holding, and the rest of it is inside stirring. So I figure out not the part which I'm holding, because that never got into the pot. Only the bottom section. So the bottom section is where the flavor is, which is going into the pot. The top section, which I kept out of the pot, I don't have to worry about that. So shishim neged kol akadeyu, neged kol ma shetochav me'akav. Whatever you stuck in the pot. Ain't on the yodim kama bolo. We don't know how much the spoon or the pot absorbed, how much it gives out. And all of this is true, ben shem shel cheres or etz or matav, no matter what that pot or spoon are made of. It could be clay, it could be wood, it could be metals. Okay, ubovad shebol ayidei v'sichas esh. These not kosher spoons and pots, the absorption has to be through fire, heat. Okay, not cold. Cold tray does not get into the walls of pots and pans or spoons. Only besichas h to the most.
And onion.
Hot. So what temperature is called hot? The
yatzolespo. But what about onions? Onions would also get in there.
Yeah, the onions make a bigger problem. Is it even cold?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, even cold.
Onions could be even cold with a knife. We'll come to that. But right now, the most in general, you want to make sure, you want to have a problem. You know, there'll only be a problem of blia from a pot, whether going into the pot or out of the pot, if you see chas h. Siatso lettuce, which is, I think, 110.
111
degrees. Then we say it absorbs, it goes into the pot, it spreads all the way through the pot.
Okay.
Let's say you salted something in a pot. Salt ain't a nivla, the kli. The salt doesn't put things into the pot. Rak kedei klipa. Only a very thin layer. Ain sof l'shai rak kedei klipa. Then you have to figure out kedei klipa. Okay, we're getting into the rules of different types of absorptions. Okay, so there are three basic levels of absorption. I think I'm going to see the warrants being put on the board, which is going to come on the paper again. Okay. Four. So we talk about three of different types of absorptions. So the first thing, it has to be hot. We'll see. Okay. The first level of three of the words is bishul. Bishul means, okay, it was mayim or some other liquid, dovalach, osea. It's very hot. So if it's that kind of thing, so this meat is kulo. Whatever is being cooked in hot liquid, kulo, it absorbs completely. Okay, the second thing is called sli. Sli is hot, but it's not liquid. Okay, it's grayish, but osea, hot, but like pieces of meat. Okay, one piece of meat, there's another piece of meat that's called sli. So this doesn't go kulo. This goes kedena tila. This debris is dense, and tila means the size of the thumb. This amount will go from one piece to the next, the depth of the thumb. The thing is, you can take it with your thumb. Stick your thumb and pick it up, so it's a thumb size. The third thing is called licha, where you salt things together. They're cold, but there's a lot of salt. Okay, licha is like a quasi, it's not cold, really, it's not hot, it's just very salty. So salt transfers, but that's kedei klipa. Kedei klipa means peel. The thinnest layer, that would be licha.
Meaning we peel off a thin layer of whatever it is we salted?
Whatever it is, yeah, you do you say that there's an absorption, the thinnest possible peel, very tiny amount, okay, like maybe the size of your pinky nail. So a very thin layer gets absorbed. That's the leak. Okay, it's definitely. Okay, so this is three basic things. So what he says is, if you do melicha, so now again with a pot, you know, these things are really sort of academic, I don't think it's going to be relevant, but in a pot we deal with the walls of the pot. How much of those walls do I have to worry about that they absorb? If there was a bishul in the pot, so clearly the thing gets absorbed, soaked into the whole pot. if there's sli, it's also going to go to the hole, because sli is very thick. It's a thumb. It's a thumbnail. It's thumb, so it's going to go through the whole walls. If it's malicha, then it's a peel. So then you can say the thinnest layer of the walls of the pot absorb the flavor, but not the whole walls, because it's only a peel. That's what he says. Okay, fine. Now the Mechaba continues here in Dalet. Mechaba says, Yesh mi shemach me bekaf shel matechet. Some people are saying, if you have a metal spoon, lahatzuch shishim keneged kulo, afilu lo echnes ela miktzach, you should need shishim for the whole spoon, even though it only put a certain amount in. Metal heats up. So let's say I'm holding a spoon and I'm stirring something. So the bottom of the spoon is, let's say I'm stirring this oatmeal with milk. So the bottom of the spoon is, and let's say it's a plastic spoon. So we say the bottom of the spoon, which is in the milk, is certainly giving out flavor. It's the same day. It's giving out the flavor of the meat from the spoon. What about the handle? I'm holding it. So that, no, because that's outside the... But some say, you say by metal,
sure.
Ham, it's also ham kulo.
So
the bottom gets hot,
out,
and the top will also get hot. Because it's metal, and it transfers the heat. So therefore, maybe the handle has some absorption, because when I used it to stir the meat, so the flavor got up through the whole spoon up into the handle too. So now when I'm doing the milk, it'll go the other way. It'll be completely from the handle also. So some say, you say, by matechet, cham mitzos de cham kulo, and even lo hichnas ela mitzas, you need the shishim against kulo. Ramah says, the nogim v'sfarim shayna. We're maker, we don't say this. We say, whatever's inside the pot, that's hot. Whatever you're holding outside is not hot. Call this a shemavadu mishishim. The Ramah continues, and we have a nisa, which is bottle mishishim. Imakiro, if you can see that thing which fell in, so chasir misham, you should get it out. Afakav dekvam is bottle kama mishishim. Even though the flavor could be bottle mishishim, but you can't eat that trade piece of meat if you see it. That's not in a tarovas, it's in the pot. You see it? Now, a very interesting chumra here. Listen to Ramah. For a chain, he says like this. In nafal chelev, let's say some trade fat fell into some kind of a cooked food, let's say a chalk. Okay, and it dissolved. When this battle time of the shishim, and let's say you had enough shishim to get rid of the flavor. So chlitan shamayim son, you should still put cold water in there. Then the fat will come up and float on the water. In other words, like this, if you take, let's say, a chalent, right, and you put it into the refrigerator, okay, it cools off. What happens?
You skim off.
The top, the fat comes to the top, and you can skim it off. Now, if that fat was from the tray piece of meat which fell in, you took out the piece of meat, but you still had that fat inside the tarovas. Let's even add a shisha. But if you put it in the refrigerator or pour cold water in there, it's going to come up and be our top layer. So it's like you see it. You can't be use shisha because you can see it through this process of coagulation. So you must get rid of it. So chidin shamayim sonenim teva achel v'hachdu latzuf l'mal alamayim. Since you could find it and get rid of it, have a kilo my kilo, as if you saw it. So let's see what Mishon. Okay. Yes.
Could we call this? This is a case of Tom Mamish.
Yeah, the Mamish is Nika, where you see it.
Because we create.
Because you could get it out.
It.
You could create. Then it should flow to the surface and come out. So you have to do that.
Even though we're already mevatel it, so it's not mutter now.
Right, because it's not going to be butter if it's visible. This is equivalent to being visible. the ability to feather it out, to get it to float to the top, creates its status as something visible. And if something visible is not in the tarogas, there's no pitum. That's what he says.
It's a chumra.
It's a big chumra. Definitely a big chumra of the Rebbe Malka.
He's mentioning it, or he wants us to pass him like that?
He passes him like that. Usually when he says something, he wants you to do it. He's not just quoting ideas. He's not a Tosfos. He's passing. Okay, next. Let's say you had this piece of meat fell into the pot. You got rid of it. You took it out. Not for the day of Cheres, it fell into a second pot. So you have to do the second pot also 60, because you don't know how much is still left in that first piece, and maybe it's going to come out now in the second pot. You need a second shisha. So it doesn't make a difference. Part one, part two, part three, part four. Every single time this tray piece of meat falls into something, you need a complete shisha. You don't know how much is coming out. Maybe the whole thing. Maybe only a little bit. So therefore, you always need shisha connected to the V'chein la'olam. Oh, aval, but im nafal l'kdei l'rishonim beis pamim. Let's say the same piece of meat fell into the pot, same pot twice. Then you only need 160. Because it's the same path. This is difficult, Rama. This is difficult.
Is it only the first time?
Huh?
It's only the first time, it's only pump hot.
Not like they are showing the base pump.
Wait, it fell in twice to the same
part.
You lifted it up and it fell again, but you only have to check it once.
You only need a shishim once.
Right.
Okay. So the things like this, the problem here is chaticha nasis nevela. There's a problem on this psak. You know, it's, I have this piece of tray of meat. It's a kazayis, let's say. It falls into a pot. Pot, let's say, has shisha. Okay, so the pot, I take the piece of meat out because I see it. The pot is mutter because it's shisha. Falls in again. It's still mutter because it's the same. It's the same piece of meat and the same shisha. Because how many times it falls into the same pot? It's one shisha is good, should be good enough. Right? Because it falls in this. Let's say it goes from pot one and then it falls into pot two. Each pot needs a shisha. That's straight. But here's where the question is. In the same pot, that piece of meat fell into the pot. Let's say it was boiling water. There was shisha. Now, some of that water was absorbed by that piece of meat. Right? It gets into the piece of meat. Now you throw it back into the pot. Second time. So that small amount of water became the vela. There was a small amount of water absorbed by the meat. Maybe even a kazayas of water got into the meat. I don't know, the meat is a kazayas, you don't know how much water gets in. But let's say for being machmir, even a kazayas of water. So now when you throw it back down into the pot, I have now an issue that I have now two kazayas, because one kazayas with the original meat had a flavor of a single kazayas, right? And now it absorbed water and falls into the pot the second time. Now I have to have a shishim against the water because chaticha nasis nevela. So how can the Ramah Paskin, one shishim is good no matter how many times it falls into the pot? No. Every time it falls into the pot, the second, third, fourth time, I should require another additional shishim for the water which went into the piece and went out. That water which goes in, it goes out, chaticha nasis nevela, that water has its own problem of shishim. That's the question on this Ramah. This Ramah is a problem of he's ignoring chaticha nasa Nevela. Just look at the Biagua. You see the Biagua number Chav? Barak, you with us? Biagua number Chav. You heard the question?
Yeah.
You should say Chaticha Nas Nevela on the water which is absorbed by the piece.
But it was bottled the first time around, so what's transferring?
The meat is bottled, but the water which it absorbs is not bottled. It's another Shishim. Chaticha Nas is Nevela. The water becomes treif.
It was in Shishim. And
the meat fell into water. That water had shishim, mukta. Right. But a little amount of water went into the meat.
So now
the meat, there was
shishim.
A two-way street. The meat was sending its flavor into the water, bottled with shishim. The water was sending itself into the meat.
So some more shishim.
And then you took the meat out of the pot. So the water in the meat becomes novella. Besides the meat being asa, now I have something new asa. Water inside that meat. Chaticha Nas is Nevela according to the Ramah. When you take something mutter and you mix it with heter, with Isser, the heter, the mutter part, becomes also itself. Let's say the first simple reading of the Rabbeinu Tam. Chaticha Nas is Nevela. When you mix Isser with heter, the heter flips over into Isser. So that piece which you pulled out of the pot, does it have new water inside? Yes, it absorbed water. Does this water have in it flavor of meat? Of course. It's inside the original kazayas of meat. It's only a little amount of water. That water doesn't have shishim. Once you pull it out of the pot, the water inside the meat does not have shishim. It's definitely usur. You can't drink that water. If you squeeze the meat and see the water, you can't drink that water. It has meat flavor. So when that you throw it back into the pot, so that water comes out. But that water nas is nevela. There's now a second shishim. You need one shishim for the original piece of meat in the water of the pot. But now you should need a second shishim for the water which the meat absorbed and became nevela and went back into the pot the second time. So how come the Ramah doesn't require a second shishim? That's the question the Vilna Gaon asks. Ois chav. You see the chav?
Yes,
Vilna Gaon. This is a very important Ramah. About him. So he says like this. Okay, mash mashom. The kom look day lacheres. Okay, he says there's a source about this. We'll all come along to kedera base parim. The question is about the shish. Now, for aval gav, that's where the question comes up. For aval gav, the balua shabo nasis nevela, even though the meat absorbs water. And that absorbed water, I should say, nasis nevela. V'habi ki isa achish shenafa da asa. So let that water be considered something asa, and it becomes asa. So he says, Hatam, why don't you have to worry about the water? Da ota balua habi b'gdeo min b'mino. That water in the water of the pot is a min b'mino. Ubegai gav nukma the raisa b'rov. Kamosha kos of a rush. The min b'mino b'shishim zero to she'enu mino. Ma she'en kein b'chai gavna the lekala migzav. The efsha b'osa kadeira ela b'mino. I in shock. So he says an interesting answer, Barak. His answer is, they put the phone into your. So he said like this. You following me? The piece of meat fell into the pot. So the flavor of the meat is bottled b'shish. The meat though is absorbing water. I'm pulling the meat out of the pot. Now that water which was absorbed is nasis nevela. I throw it back into the pot. I should need an extra shishim for the water which was absorbed by the meat. And nasis nevela. Okay, now, that extra shishim, the Vilna Gaon says, that extra shishim, is that a min b'mino shishim or min b'she'enu mino shishim?
It's mayim k'neged mayim, or is it basar k'neged basar?
It's mayim with mayim, so it's going to be a min b'mino. It's going to be a min b'mino shishim, right? So you're going to need a second shishim for min b'mino. But, he says a tremendous chiddush. He says, midaraisa, He said like this, Midalaisa. He said like this, Midalaisa Rov. When the water goes back into the path, Midalaisa Rov. Midrabanan, get a shishim for min b'mino. There's no need for a shishim for min b'mino in this case. That's his answer. The shishim of min b'mino is a gezeira. When it could have been a min b'she'eno mino, but it turned out to be a min b'mino, they made a gezeira. The way min b'she'eno mino needs shishim, min b'mino needs shishim. That's in regular mixtures. Regular mixtures, you don't know. It could be a min b'she'eno, it could be a min b'mino. So they made a gezeira across the board. Min b'mino should have shishim like min b'she'eno. But this special case is always going to be a min b'mino, because the water goes from the pot into the meat, and from the meat the same water goes back into the pot. You never have a min b'she'eno mino situation here. It's always a min b'mino. Since it's always a min b'mino, there's no gezeira of shishim. Okay, I'll talk about it more tomorrow, this question of chlicha nasis nevem. Anyway, thank God we did it. Very good. We're making progress.
So
I'm not going to spend too much time on this. Another time we'll go over it. Just trust the remark that you don't need a second shishim. One shishim is good enough, and for some reason you don't say chlicha nasis
nevem
on the water.
Because the gra is the one that fixes that issue.
And the gra fixes it. The gra explains there's a reason. Whether you have a balance reason or not, trust the God that the Gemara is okay. It does not say it's not there in this case. Even usually it does.